Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es Kelim Perik Chavches Mishnah Beis. We have here a Beged, that is Pachis Mishloisha al Shloisha, less than 3x3 Tvachim. Sheskinoi Lofik Boy, and Samerchatz. They set it aside to close up the holes in the bathhouse so that the heat shouldn't escape. Or they set it aside Linar Boy, and Sakdera. If you want to hold the pot that's hot and pour the contents of the pot out, so I'm going to use this as like, you know, a little glove. Or lekaneach boyas rechayim, to clean out the grinder from the dust that gathers over there. So basically, none of these are very chashuva things. What we are looking to see here is how chashuva is this piece of cloth. How are you treating it? If you put it away in a special box, obviously you want it. So you give it a special chashivas. So the bagat is makabel tum. But that's not what he did over here. And remember the size. It's less than 3x3 tfachim. It's more than 3x3 etzbais. He decides he's going to use it to close the holes in the bathhouse, keep the heat inside. There's a different shot that he's using it to close the holes where the water comes in when he feels that it's full already. He doesn't want any more water to come in. That was instead of closing the faucet. It's not a very chashuva use for it. We don't consider this a baguette. It's not a piece that he's using, you know, to stuff things up. And therefore, we're going to see soon a machlokes tanoim. What does he have to do to show us that to him this is chashuv? We're soon going to see. But first we're going to add some more things to the list of very not chashuv purposes. For example, he's using it, like we said, lenayir by a sekdeira. He's going to hold on to the hot pot so he can pour from it into a plate or into a larger serving tray. Some say near is a lashon of shaking. That's what the Rambam says. You want to shake up the food inside, so he wants to hold it with this because the pot is too hot. Or he wants to use it, we said, to clean the grinder. Dust gathers over there. You don't want that dust to get into the flour. So he uses this to wipe it up. So we're going to have a three-way machloikis over here. This is the first shita. The first shita is bein, whether this beged muchen, whether it's prepared for constant use. Let's say he hangs it on a special hook. Bein sheinu muchen, he doesn't hang it on a special hook. What he does is, you know, he puts it behind the door. Sakta Mishnah, that's enough that we're going to say tummy. He's not throwing it into the ashpa. He's setting it aside. So whether he hangs it on the hook, which really shows us, oh no, he really wants to use this. Stamp places it behind the door, it doesn't show us as much. But either way, it's enough to say that tummy, he wants to use this. He's not discarding it. Divi Rabbi Eliezer, he helped Rabbi Eliezer. Again, if you put it into a special drawer or chest, we know it's chashuv by him. But we're trying to figure out what he's doing over here. He didn't put it away in a special place. Rabbi Shua says the other way around. Rabbi Yeshua says whether it's min hamuchen, whether he hangs it on a hook, ben she'ena min hamuchen, or he puts it behind the door, tahar, because he's not doing anything chashiv with it. He's using it to stuff a hole. You grab whatever you can and you stuff the hole with. And as long as he doesn't put it into a special box and show that this is chashiv, it is not mekabel tum. Rabbi Kiva says this is the third sheet. It depends. Min hamuchen, if he hangs it up on a hook, tamei. That's like putting it into a box. You need a special hook for it. Sheinu min hamuchen, he just places it behind the door, tahar. So basically, we have a piece of material over here that is less than 3x3 tfachim. And he set it aside for like not to wear it, that's for sure not. You know, he's setting it aside for some kind of menial task. Mishnah gave us three examples: stuff up the bathhouse, the hole so the heat shouldn't escape, hold on to the pot as he pours it, or to clean the sieve or the grinder. Wipe the dust off with it. Everybody would agree, and this is according to the Maskana of the Gemara Masechtas Shavis, explains about Tanura. If he puts it into a special chest, special box, he's machshev it, it's mekabel tuma. If he throws it into the ashba, tahar. Shaila is these two levels.